Good day from the influencers. Today is March 4th, 2019, and we are your hosts, Anna Barrows
and Marky Marin.
Season 1, Episode 1 is Drawbacks in the World, and we'll be talking about how good and evil has affected our society today.
Lord of the Flies, a novel written by Sir William Golding, shows good versus evil in the way that a group of boys are stranded on an island while attempting to live an orderly life, but many eventually become lawless, fearful, and violent. Golding suggests that all humans are capable of evil deeds and society is necessary to keep people in order. The title of the Oscar award-winning film Silver Linings Playbook came from a scene where Jennifer Lawrence tells Bradley Cooper, "I can tell you all about Lord of the Flies. Humanity is just nasty and there's no silver lining," showing that the concept of good versus evil is still relevant even in today.
That was a very good explanation, Marky. Also showing good versus evil is society. 9/11, the deaths of thousands of people in the attacks of the World Trade Center, gives rise to a lot of unsettling emotions. Having to be faced in one of the darkest attacks is terrifying. Too often in history, crimes have been committed against people and groups known as the evil enemy, although people should resist such thinking.
I would have to agree. This type of thinking is exactly what is happening in the world today. When fear trumps logic and one assumes that a whole group of people are evil. For example, the issue of border security is resulting in families being separated because Mexicans are demonized as monsters, when the reality is that they might just be what our country needs to fulfill blue-collar jobs that many white Americans do not want to do.
But to switch our mindset, good and evil can happen through animal abuse as well. Animal cruelty affects many different animals. It can come back anywhere. Individuals can take action to prevent the evil that has been done by the abusers. Many societies, such as Humane Society of the United States, help prevent animal cruelty through many strong efforts.
With animal abuse, this also correlates to unethical behavior. For example, in To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, Boo Radley faces the small-town Southern mentality of 1930s Macon, Alabama. Boo is an example of a mockingbird, a person who wouldn't harm a fly and exists only to bring joy to the Finch kids. The town paints him out to be a monster for allegedly stabbing his dad with scissors and getting in trouble with the law as an adolescent. He was isolated in his home from the whole neighborhood for 15 years, but he ended up saving the lives of Scout and Jem and was a kind soul in reality, and not the monster he was painted out to be, Lilo.
In addition, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, Atticus Finch had a hard time while defending an African-American from the small-minded society of Macon. Tom Robinson, the African-American, was innocent of the crime that people were accusing him of. The society was so focused on what was normal that their mentality was incredibly closed-minded. Atticus had to keep his head up while the whole society was against him and threatening him because he knew that Tom Robinson was innocent and what was the right thing to do. The good in his heart was against the evil in the society. Lee, 98. We're very happy you could listen in or view today's podcast for Drawbacks in the World. Tune in next week. We're your hosts, Anna Barrows
and Marky Marin,
signing out.